Dear Father in heaven, this morning we are thanking you for Christmas, for what you did for us, and each year we remember it. Please bless us now as we retell the story. Send your blessing upon us and be with all those that are participating, and we thank you. Amen. And most beautiful of all stories is the life of Mary, Joseph, and their son Jesus. For centuries and centuries, the Jews had waited for the Messiah promised to them by Jehovah. Patiently had they waited, and the promise and dreams were fulfilled. Faith, which had grown dim during the years, was revived under the words of John, the forerunner.
As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight."
Men and women bowed down in worship, repenting their sins while they awaited the Anointed One. An angel of the Lord came unto Mary, saying,
"Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus."
We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 4. angel of heaven appeared to him in a dream, saying,
Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that is which conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Then Joseph awakened from sleep, and did as the angel bid, and went unto his wife. At this time, Caesar Augustus, ruler of the land, sent out a decree that all who lived there were to be taxed. Joseph and Mary were living in Nazareth, and the journey to Bethlehem was long and hard. Mary rode on a donkey, while Joseph walked ahead, leading the donkey. They went very slow. They weren't running. They were tired and weary when they reached Bethlehem, and the city was crowded. They needed a place to be. They looked in all of the inns, and they came to the one they thought they would stay in, but the innkeeper said, no, there's no room. And they kept looking, and finally they knocked on the door of another innkeeper who was very kind. And although they had no room, they said they might sleep in the stable with the animals. So he showed them where to stay, and they were very thankful for this shelter. Inside the humble stable, Joseph gathered some of the fragrant hay and made a soft bed in one corner for Mary. The animals were curious to see who was sharing their home, and they gathered around. There was a lion and a giraffe and a cow. Wow. Yes, we saw the lion. And she brought forth her firstborn son. I think this angel said that. The animals were curious to see who was sharing their home and gathered around Mary and Joseph.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Okay, I think the kids are going to sing for us. No, the big kids are going to sing for us.
The babe, the son. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings, salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
A great light shone in the sky, and the shepherds in the field were afraid, for never before had they seen such a light. An angel from the heavens above came to comfort them, saying,
"Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Reconciled. Join page 122, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, with the third verse.
Hail the heavenward Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, life.
Glory to the new.
Joseph and the baby lying in the manger, they fell on their knees and prayed to the child who was their king. In great exaltation, they returned to their flock, telling other shepherds they met about the child, Jesus their king, who was born in a manger. Joseph have moved out of the stable and they're living in their home. And in far off Persia, three wise men were looking in the sky one night and they see a strange star. As they watched, the star told them of the baby, Jesus, who was king of the world. The wise men hurriedly packed their finest gifts on their camels and embarked upon their journey to Bethlehem to see the Christ child. It took many days before they arrived in Bethlehem. Then they came, saying,
"Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the sky, and are come to worship him."
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. They too fell on their knees and prayed, presenting gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the child of love. Of the Lord appeared to Joseph sleeping. And he appeared to him in a dream, saying,
Arise and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek thee, the young child, and destroy him.
Then he arose, and he took the young child and his mother Mary by night, and departed into Egypt. There they lived until word came that Herod was dead.
And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He shall be called a Nazarene.
Let every heart be bent.
Lord, just again,
for your love and the love of your Son this Christmas season. And please be with us. Help us to remember whose birthday it is this season and to give you glory and honor. And bless us the rest of the day now as we go. Bring us all back together this evening to again celebrate your birthday. Amen.